You're listening to CaveRadioBroadcasting.com. The words and opinions you are about to hear are of the hosts and do not reflect the management of CaveRadioBroadcasting.com.
Burton from Sacramento, California has a dog.
Okay.
But I just wanted you to know, Shelton, you can bring your pussy to my clinic if you want.
Oh, nice. Damn, is that going to be a drop or what?
Yeah. I'll take those nuts.
See you later. All right.
Welcome to Just Roll With It.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Just Roll With It. We're back, bitches.
What's going on?
Shit, we didn't get a chance to get to you guys last week. We had some technical difficulties, but because of that...
Testicle.
We have three quarters of Sweet Revenge with us tonight. Rich Schmidt sitting across from me at the Cave Radio Broadcasting Studios.
What's up?
And Bill Henriksen and Brad Nestor are out at Parts Unknown.
Revenge Cave.
With the Sweet Revenge Cave, right. So what's up, boys?
Where the magic happens.
Well, there's going to be a lot of magic happening this Saturday night. 7 p.m., correct?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. is when the doors open.
Oh, sorry.
For what?
No, we're talking about something else here.
Yeah, they're more enamored with the beer than the conversation.
Gotcha.
That sounds typical.
That sounds about right. That sounds like a Sweet Revenge practice to me. But
it's a rehearsal, not a practice.
I'm sorry. We had the distinct pleasure of hanging out with you guys for a couple hours last week and got to see some of the set that you guys are going to do. You guys ready?
I don't know. You tell us.
you sounded good, so.
Well, that's the goal.
That's the goal, exactly. We're waiting for the other partner to show up, Mike Smith, the fourth member of Sweet Revenge. We'll see if he shows up. He's a musician, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow.
Well, that's what it was. I remember he was supposed to be on with me and T-Money, And it was like 7 o'clock at night, and he texts. He's like, yeah, I'm on my way down to the Russell now. I'm like, dude, we've been off the air for 2 hours, dude. We're on at 3 o'clock.
Well, he might be working right now.
Oh, yeah?
Working at what?
Working, huh?
With Time Warp.
That's what he does at night. Yeah, Time Warp, doing the Time Warp.
So that's this Saturday. We the Redford, it's a Redford thing, old school Redford Hall Party at the Livonia Elks this Saturday, 6 p.m. You can get your tickets. Still available. Not many, though. It's a redfordthing.weebly.com. No tickets will be sold at the door, so make sure you go to those websites and get your tickets tonight. Also, tonight, Laughtastic Custom Designs has graciously donated another piece. I don't have a picture of it because it's in the process right now.
It's in the oven.
It's in the oven, yeah. It is a Sweet Revenge wine glass, and it's going to have Sweet Revenge on one side. On the other side, it's going to have the Autistic Ribbon, puzzle piece ribbon, and we're going to auction that off tonight. And I told you guys we were going to do that via the Just Roll With It page here on Facebook. So get on over to the Just Roll With It Facebook page. We're going to start the bidding out at $5. So get on over to the Just Roll With It Facebook page.
I think Brad said something about donating a pair of pickle pants for auction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, start off with like $1,000 or something like that. Yeah.
Really?
That's, might be game worn.
That's
right.
Game worn. So you're going to get them that night, though.
There will be some stank involved.
I thought he gave you all the pickle pants.
Well, Rich is going to wear some.
Tore mine up to use for oil rags, but that's beside the point.
So, Rich, weren't you talking about like popping a Viagra half an hour before we go on and putting those Lycra on and see what happens?
I got to have some way to batten down my base after a while. So,
hey, you'll put your eye out with that thing. You know that?
Poke your eye out.
Just rest it on there.
Right? There you go. Who needs guitar stands when you've got Viagra all over the crowd?
Oh, my God.
I almost just spilled.
We also have a couple things next week, Wednesday. CaveRadioBroadcasting.com is going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe representing our boys from Dead by Design. Jay and the boys have won the first part of the Battle of the Bands Hard Rock Rising Contest. And this next session is a support section, so we're going to be out there and support our boys. There will be no Nick and Jay show next Wednesday. This Wednesday, they'll still be here. But next Wednesday, after Prophecy 313 gets off the air at 10 o'clock, it's just going to be a replay of the Nick and Jay show because we're shutting the place down, and we're going to go down to the Hard Rock Cafe and support our boys from Dead by Design. So we're hoping you guys can join us. Also, Cave Radio 365 is up and running. If you guys go to the Cave Radio 365 Facebook page, you guys can see, you can get to the Redford Relay for Life page on the American Cancer Society webpage and start donating. Also, if you have anything you'd like to donate to auction or for raffle, get a hold of Dan, myself, Lisa, Rich, Bill, or any of the other hosts of CaveRadioBroadcasting.com. And get us your stuff. We got a lot of people performing at 24 hours, guys, we're going to be broadcasting live for. So we're going to need all the help we can get. We need food, water. If someone's got an RV they can drop off somewhere where we can go crash for an hour or two throughout the day. But there's going to be bands. There's going to be comedians. There's going to be jugglers and baton twirlers and fire throwers and all kinds of crazy shit.
What was that? The Jim Rose side show they used to have back in the 90s at all the Lollapaloozas. The guy from his nipples and stuff.
We want the guy to hang himself from his balls, though.
Oof.
As long as you don't hang yourself while you're masturbating, that's the key.
Michael Hutchinson learned the hard way.
Got to have a spotter.
Got to have
David Carradine.
Well, that kind of goes into one of the topics that we're going to have tonight. We were going to do it last week, but
kind of goes into it?
Kind of, yeah. The frontman, 80s frontman.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, in excess. He was in Michael Hutchins, 80s frontman.
Yeah.
We're going to do a top four, our Mount Rushmore of 80s frontmen, the bands, groups, whatever, the frontmen of those. We're going to do that a little bit later. We also have top five 80s albums that you can listen to from front to back. Every song on there was a
Brad,
hit.
Brad, it's our personal ones.
So yes. Right? Yeah. Exactly. Your personal.
No, Brad's looking at me because he's waiting to pounce on me. You're waiting to pounce on me when I go top one.
Kumo D.
Yeah. My five to number one is Kumo D. Every one of them.
Yeah, he had like two good songs.
Go see.
And he's ready to pounce on me.
Go see the doctor.
No, but listen, it's my opinion.
That's fine. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, even if it sucks.
Even if it's wrong.
That's right.
Just like your opinion that Squiggy wasn't the sidekick.
We're not going there, dude.
that it was funny. We have that thing that gets replayed from time to time because it was the first original show on Cave Radio.
I have to listen to it again to remember what I was actually.
Because they were partners.
I always thought
you think so?
We
partners?
Can go back into this. I mean, they said Lenny was the guy in charge. I thought it was Squiggy because, or was it Opsie?
Yeah, see, now that you're sober, you agree with that. I didn't say that. Yeah. I said no. It's Lenny and Squiggy. He's the who's the sidekick out of the two, Bill?
I think they're common law acting partners.
Wow,
Rich, what do you think?
Oh, never thought of that. Like never thought of that. Over here. Back in the 70s,
Wanda Teitelbaum.
Which one's the leather jacket, goofy looking dude?
Squiggy.
I think Squiggy was the
they're both.
Yeah.
The bagman, yeah.
Corky of the 1970s shows.
The Corky of the 1970s shows, he says. And then we got a couple other things we wanted to do.
He's on our side then. If you said Squiggy's the lead.
I said Squiggy was the...
No, you said Lenny.
No because...
Oh. Yeah, no, he Squiggy was the sidekick.
Yeah, Squiggy was the guy who just came in and said, wow.
No, hello.
Hello.
But who's laughing all the way to the bank?
Lenny.
Yeah, Lenny.
Lenny.
Exactly.
Yeah, on the show.
Yeah, you're right.
Then a couple of the topics we have on top of that to talk about. Harold Ramis, an amazing director, actor, passed away last week. What?
No.
Brad, we surprised Brad. He didn't know.
Today, Fat Tuesday, ends the whole Mardi Gras thing. And if you're not from Detroit, do you know what the hell a punschke is? And if you do, can you say it
or
spell it?
All right. Let's call somebody from Florida or something.
Do a Harris poll.
Everybody from Florida is from Michigan anyway.
So, yeah, we got that. And then the Oscars were a huge hit the last on Sunday.
Wait, Eric, you know what I call Fat Tuesday?
What?
Tuesday.
Yeah. Too. That's funny.
But
Cricket. Hold on, I got applause for you. There we are.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
But all right, let's get going, man. We got some guests in here. Sweet Revenge. I know, Bill. You, other than being the drummer for Sweet Revenge, you are also the drummer of another band around town.
Yes, I am.
Once, is that band playing at the old school Redford Hall party?
They are not.
Okay,
they're not.
You can still mention them.
Yeah, just exactly. I'm getting a background.
No, I'm kidding. I'm busting Bill's balls.
That would be the one and only Bazooka Jones.
Bazooka Jones. Now, we just played one of their songs before we went on, Pussy Whipped Girl. Now, it's a lead singer. You used to do any of the singing? Because I know you do singing for Sweet Revenge.
Yeah, I do background singing for Bazooka Jones. My vocals aren't golden enough to sing for
lead there. And your hooters aren't big enough either.
That's true.
He's working on it, though. I've seen that.
I'm not a bee or something. I don't know.
You can't blow a bubble with bubble gum out of your bee hole.
Hey, that was my gum, by the way.
You could say asshole on internet radio.
Oh, Rich. Well. Sorry. I thought you were trying to class up the joint, but all right.
No.
We are.
Off.
No classing up this joint.
That's a fact.
Okay, Billy, how did you get your gum in her bum hole, though? I guess.
Yeah, that's a story for a different day.
Okay,
did you
right.
With your bum hole?
I can't commit.
right on.
And was it a man's butthole?
It was not.
Those unfamiliar with the album cover, it's somebody bent over basically with bubble gum as a bubble.
Yes.
Yeah. Coming out of their butthole.
And it's not Billy's butt.
It is not.
Wow, who posed for that picture?
It was my butt.
Yeah. No, it was too... Not hairy.
Too not hairy.
That makes sense?
I speak good English.
Yeah, I do. I try. I'm just learning.
Again, let's write that one down for another Cave Radio broadcasting segment.
I waxed it. Photoshopped.
Okay, we just have on the radio that Brad admitted that he waxes it.
Waxes his butthole.
Right.
He waxes his entire body.
He bleaches the beehole and... Anyway, go ahead.
Wax on and Dan waxes off.
Whatever.
Oh, nice.
Okay, we are back. Just Roll with It, KRadioBroadcasting.com. We got Sweet Revenge in two different places. We got Rich Schmidt out here at the K Radio Broadcasting Studios.
In the ghetto.
Yep. And Brad, Dan, and Bill.
How do you like those Redford roads there, Rich?
Oh, Christ. I live two blocks away from Eric, and I almost died.
Yeah.
You know, Eric, after leaving your house the other day, I actually got stuck coming out of your driveway.
Oh, I know. And it's just, you know, it's funny. The streets aren't that bad around here, except for like Clarita, Margarita, and, you know, a couple of the other little non-bus routes. There are, it's like the moon out there. You need the moon rover to drive down Margarita.
It's ridiculous.
All the ones everywhere end in a vowel.
Yeah, Rita's. All the Rita streets suck.
Yeah.
Margarita. Speaking of which, that Clarita, might be, you know.
Ponserita.
Hasn't shown up yet.
Oh, it's Poinciana.
He might have fallen into one.
Is he riding his bike over there? Hey, does he need a ride over there, Smitty?
I don't know.
No clue. Like I said, I went to his house to pick him up.
I talked to him about 1 o'clock, and he said he was going to take a little nap because he was feeling a little sleepy.
That's what he told Rich at 12:35.
Yep.
Yeah, see?
So right about now, it's coffee time for Schmidt.
Yeah, like you said, he'll be here. Like midnight. Oh, I thought it was on at midnight, man.
Right.
9 o'clock at night. It's like our 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The life of a rock star.
Like the undead.
Just waking up. Vocals on the way.
Having some Pop Tarts.
So, guys, last year was the first time that you guys have played together in 20-ish years, correct?
That's correct. That's 25 years.
25 years.
We were freaking kids when we played together last.
And now, how cool was it to get back together last year for the show and then to do it again this year? Is cool even the word? Or?
Well, I think the idea behind it is awesome. I mean, right. We get to help out Dan and Angie with their autism benefits. And, you know, we get to spend time with friends again. It's win-win for everybody. It really is.
Yeah. Now, Brad, Bill, I know, Bill, you're still in there. Brad and Rich, you guys are the only two that aren't in the music world anymore, I guess. So, Bill, I mean, you going from playing with another band to playing with, you know, the three guys that you started playing with, how cool is that?
It's very cool. And all the challenges that come with it. Yeah, it's great, man. It's nothing quite like it. You know, it's like back then it wasn't more or less a band. It was friends just jamming. Yeah. And a little sense of that, you know, comes back, you know, 25 years later with, you know, less hair and
bigger bellies.
More waist.
Yeah. man boobs.
Well, walk us through how it used to be at the corner of, Delaware and Puritan?
Curtis.
Curtis.
What am
right
I saying?
There, yeah. I mean,
Dan, where did you grow up, Jesus?
I don't know. I was from the South Side. Yeah.
He's a little left of center.
But actually, you and I went to kindergarten together, so yeah, I was
there's proof.
North Side. Yeah. There's proof.
I've seen the picture.
So walk us through a rehearsal back.
Well, we didn't
days.
Rehearse back then.
You just jammed.
We practiced. We just practiced.
Did you really?
Yeah, we didn't learn how to rehearse until we got into our older, you know, statesly years.
All right. That's well, walk us through the mindset of hurrying up, getting home, to play and jam out so the passersby, because right. Everybody who walked home that day.
Well, we'd go, we'd basically, you know, after 6 hour.
If there was a 6 hour.
If we made it to 6 hour, we were there at fifth hour preparing.
We just told my mom that it's already past 6 hour.
Right, right. So.
And we would make sure that we all raced home before all the hot girls walked by.
Well, right, that's my point.
Right.
Open
the window.
We'll get to that, Rich, how you had to make your little pit stop at home.
Yeah, we would start.
There's always the pit stop, or shall we say the shit stop. The
fifth or sixth hour, and Rich would always come if there was like a ninth hour. Rich would make it then after he was done. We'd be like, Rich, where are you at? And it was before cell phones or anything like that. So you call his house, no answer.
Back then you couldn't get up to answer without leaving a dangle.
That's the great thing about it now is he can go in there, take a shit. We can call him while he's taking a shit.
And I'll have my phone because I'll be doing Facebook updates while I'm shitting.
so they should have called you shit break back.
Don't pretend you guys don't do it either.
Yeah, because you're just a home base kind of guy, right? You couldn't shit at Billy's house?
Oh, no.
Then he was making up his little Hydrox and Hydrox cookie.
Oh, God, yeah. You remember the
knockoff Oreos?
Peanut butter and Oreo cookies back then, yeah.
Right.
It's like a poor man's Girl Scout cookie.
Oh. So, I mean, that was basically it. I mean, not much has changed in 25 years.
We open the windows and...
We open the windows, but nobody comes around anymore.
Because it's the sticks out here.
Right.
And nobody's walking by. They used to have all the hot chicks that would walk home, you know, down Curtis. And
we used to have Delaware. We used to have, like, drop-ins, too, like... We had
every once in a while,
like
groupies.
Scott Paxton would come in. He'd sing a couple songs. Sweet. We had Chris Favreau over. Skip Dietz came in. I mean, we just come in and hey, if you want to come over and jam with us, you know, you got to be in. You know, you have to pass the test.
Right.
You
had to get past Ogre.
That's right. But Ogre the dog. Oh my God, that dog is awesome.
She was awesome.
You had a dog named Ogre?
Oh yeah.
It was Olga, but I think she got nicknamed Ogre.
Yeah. Everybody got different names.
My wife just texted me saying she would walk by.
Yeah, well, maybe. She was going to be brought up next.
Right. Yeah. Dan, I still say you're out of your league, but that's pretty
I agree.
I am, but my wife also texted me that someone needs to stop chomping gum.
Ooh.
Who might that be?
Was it me?
It's not me. I don't know what you're talking about. It's crazy.
Ooh. As he swallows his gum.
He swallowed his own before.
Somebody's got to.
That's just gross.
How did it taste?
It's a little salty with a mint flavor tinge to it.
Well, not bad. You're gaining points right there.
Right.
Guys, get on over to the Just Roll With It page and start bidding on the Sweet Revenge wine glass. All proceeds are going to go to help the cause, autism. The Autism Speaks. There'll be a Sweet Revenge logo on one side, the Autism Ribbon. I don't even know where it's going to be. I gave full creative design to Lisa, told her to do whatever, so I'm sure she'll incorporate it on there somewhere. But all the money that is raised tonight on this bidding is going to go to the cause, Autism Speaks. So get on and start bidding, guys. We are live in the KRadioBroadcasting.com studios. Well, two of us are. Three of us are out in parts unknown, out at Sweet Revenge Cave. Hanging out. We're going to take a real quick break. We're going to come back. We're actually going to play another Bazooka Jones song and then a song by our boys Dead by Design. Get on out there next Wednesday to the Hard Rock Cafe and cheer for our boys who are in the Hard Rock Rising contest. We're going to be back in a few minutes. But first, Griffin Neighborhood Auto Clinic, they have a pothole buster going on right now. Pothole Buster there's hundreds of them out there, guys. And if your rim's been bent or you need a new tire or you need your rim straightened or whatever, you can go to Griffin Neighborhood Auto. They're over at 10 Mile and Haggerty. If you need a rim job, go to Griffin Neighborhood Auto Clinic, 10 Mile and Haggerty.
Pothole really mess with your ball joint.
They will. But get on over there. Like them on Facebook. I don't have the phone number on me. It's in my notes, and I'm not. My notes are on another pad away from me.
Twist my ball joint.
Exactly. But, guys, you're listening to Just Roll With It on CaveRadioBroadcasting.com. I'm Big Easy. Dan Mayer is out at the Sweet Revenge Cave. Bill Griffin is on sabbatical. He's actually at Griffin Neighborhood Auto Clinic wrenching on some cars right now. So give him...
And wrenching on balls.
But all right, guys, we got Sweet Revenge in the house. We'll be back in a minute. This is Big Easy. Just rolled it.
You're tuned in to CaveRadioBroadcasting.com, Detroit's newest internet radio sensation.
Are you ready? Bow to the masses.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to CaveRadioBroadcasting.com. This is Just Roll With It. I'm Big Easy. Dan Mayer is out at the Sweet Revenge Cave
with
Brad and Bill. And Rich is sitting here with me. Mike is in transit. we'll just leave it at that. Transient, I meant. I'm sorry.
He's a transient.
But he's on his way, so he'll be here shortly. Probably shivering from the cold. But while we were off air, Rich got a text message, Facebook message from someone that's listening up in Traverse City. So we want to give them a shout out. What was her name?
Ron and Pat Bryan.
Ron and Pat Bryan. Thanks for listening to Just Roll With It. They got to be first-time listeners, huh, Dan?
They might be. I haven't done this in a while.
I know. We got a first-time listener. It's the first one in a while, too, dude.
It is, and I have to welcome them as we do every new listener and say, where you been?
Is there a song or something?
No, yeah. No, get ready. Patty and Ron.
Where the fuck you been? I think that's what I say, right?
No, it was supposed to be fuck you. Where you been?
Where you been, yeah.
Welcome to Just Roll With It.
It's been about a couple months.
It's been a while, dude. That's an old bit recreated.
I'm surprised to get the internet up there with all that snow.
Dude, when I was up there visiting him over the summer, it was the only place in Michigan I've ever actually had all five bars on my phone.
Shut up.
In the middle of nowhere, all five bars.
Wow. Well, thanks for checking in. And they wanted to know where the name Sweet Revenge came from. So, guys, take it away.
Billy, go ahead.
This is Billy's favorite.
Well, I guess... this name goes back to, I want to say, mid-70s probably. My sister, who's a singer in a band, along with her...
Awesome singer, by the way.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, God, she's just...
My ex-brother-in-law now, Killer. Jeff Paul, they had a band called Sweet Revenge, which I believe anybody might know, Ron Vensko, his brother might have been in that band also. There's history that I didn't even know about.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it was a name that hadn't been used in, 10 years or so, and it was just kind of a cool name, and I just kind of stole it.
Perf. We recreated the logo.
Took some of their equipment and stole their name.
Right?
We just changed the logo. I mean, it was written differently, but then, kind of 80s heavy metaled it up a little bit.
Leopard it up.
Something like that.
A little bit. Striper.
A little striper slash leopard slash Judas Priest.
Streppard.
Streppard.
Heavily Smitty influenced.
Yeah.
That's great.
Drew it, didn't he?
Smitty drew it, yeah.
Yep.
Well, that right there, that logo that you guys can see, it's on my page. It's on the Cave Radio page. It's on the It's a Redford Thing page. It's on the Hall Party page.
It's everywhere.
Sweet Revenge.
On my left ass cheek.
Oh, really? Well, that must be new, man, because I seen your left ass cheek about 3 months ago and it wasn't there.
What?
Fucking what do you do? But Sweet Revenge, this little logo right here is going to be on a wine glass, guys.
It's everywhere. It's just like genital warts. I mean, right, it's spread. It's on everybody's page, and now it's going to be on a wine glass.
It's going to be on a wine glass. And right, all the
small now, it's Sweet Rev.
Yeah. Sweet Rev.
Sweet Rev.
Yes.
Swerve. Or for the Twitter world, it's SR.
There you go.
That's right.
Hashtag SR.
Hashtag SR, yeah.
You have an SR triangle type logo as well.
And that's going to go on some women's panties for the hall party.
Ooh, really?
Edible.
Nice.
Edible.
Rich is going to have his workout cut out for him.
Tell you what, I'll gladly sign any panties.
Rich, will you sign mine? Because I'm wearing
some female panties.
Well, Dan wears female panties. So.
Oh, well, then that's okay.
Uh-oh. I wear pantyhose as well. They work better than long johns this time of year.
We'll get you some panties, Rich. Don't worry.
That'll work. As long as they're not tidy whities again, man. Dear God.
Now, listen, ladies, everybody going to the hall party, the first woman to throw their panties up on the stage, Rich will wear them on his head for at least two songs.
Two songs?
A whole set, then?
He might wear them for the rest of the weekend.
Okay.
I might make tea out of them. Are you kidding?
Oh, that's pretty funny, Rich.
Oof.
Is that like a scratch and sniff 80s throwback?
No, they don't wear it down there like they used to. It used to be full-on bush, and then it went to, landing strip, I think, and now it's just it's gone.
Yeah, right? we talked about that. The other, it's went from the fucking Amazon bush.
Poof. Yeah, from the knees to the...
to absolutely nothing.
God bless their souls.
The day they were born.
They're all beautiful, too.
They are.
Strip like
a kid. Now, I know Brad's a little partial to the hairy muff.
Not hairy.
Not hairy? You don't.
You know what? I guess maybe.
You don't like when the hair leaves the bush area, though. Like if it's going back towards the butthole or on the legs or something, that's a little bit too much.
If there's gonna be some manicuring done, some sort of like, you know, hedge trimming. There has to be
right, exactly
some sort, but. I mean, God made them that way.
And I don't think women really know how much, as guys, we appreciate not only the manicuring of it, but the thought of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, honey.
Well, you know, girls are the same way, though, because guys that don't manscape don't get blown a lot.
Hope he wants dingleberries on a chick.
You know what, though? I call bullshit on that one, guys. Rich, girls do that when they're expecting something. Do you think that, you know, the girls our age are walking around? They're walking around at home taking care of kids in sweatpants and their ponytails, and they're letting that thing go, man. I mean,
well, true, but on Friday night or Saturday afternoon before the big date, yep. Out comes the freaking, you know, the
Brazilian.
The big freaking bzzz, the mini shaver and wham.
Goody.
Making that thing, yeah, the goody, there you go. Making
not
that
the epilator, though, because I've heard that one hurts.
Yeah.
The goods with the goody.
Yeah, and don't put Nair on your balls, fellows, by the way.
Well,
it
goes both ways, because I've heard
or the gooch.
Yeah, people put it on, the girls put it on there, and it burns like crazy, too.
The gooch, I haven't heard that.
Trevor. Richard 101 right here. Get ready. he doesn't even drink. Get ready.
No, explain the gooch, Rich.
All right, the gooch, as per Johnny Knoxville of Jackass fame, it's the area of skin between the ball sack and the butthole. That's the gooch.
So basically, it's the taint.
It's the man taint.
The technical term is the perineum.
Well, wow. Okay, if you want to get Mr.
Yeah, what's up, Bill Nye, the science guy?
I thought the perineum was something in your throat.
No, that's the pharynx.
My perineum's in.
Yeah.
So you know, we're talking about a lot of 80s stuff, and last week, I think it was last Monday or Tuesday. It was last Monday. We were going to talk about it on Just Roll the last week. Harold Ramis passed away at the age of 69.
Ah,
great age. If you're going to die at any age, 69 would be a great age to die at. But
guarantee that guy had a full bush.
Oh yeah, he's the big Jufro. Oh yeah,
yeah. Say that.
What's that?
I said I'm German Jew. I can say that.
Yeah, a German Jew. So Harold Ramis. I mean, this guy was arguably in or created or wrote 5 of the best movies during the 80s. I mean, are you guys there with me?
Yeah, we're listening, man. To you. Did he write them?
Stripes. Well, he wrote, starred, or directed all these movies. Ghostbusters 1 and 2, mm-hmm. Caddyshack 1 and 2, yep. Stripes.
It's about a par 4.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just giving you his list here. Home Alone.
You and Caddyshack 2, what was his?
I think he wrote it.
He wrote it.
It was horrible, dude.
What? Caddyshack? Caddyshack 2 was horrible, yeah.
Ghostbusters 2 was horrible, too.
All right, so I just threw them in there as part of the 8 or 9 movies that he did. But the top 5 ones, Animal House,
right.
Stripes,
okay,
Caddyshack,
yeah.
Meatballs.
Man, I loved it. Loved Meatballs.
Ghostbusters.
Okay. Loved it.
And then, like I said, towards the end of the 80s or maybe early 90s, he did Home Alone, Analyze This, and a couple other. But those 5 movies right there.
It's Analyze This.
Analyze This, I'm sorry. No, that was the porn version. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Like Edward Peterson.
Shaving Ryan's Private.
Are you guys with me on that those were arguably 5 of the best comedy movies?
Splendor in the Ass.
Of the 80s?
5 out of the top 10.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, some of them all time, I would say. Some of them.
Caddyshack, Meatballs, Stripes.
They're probably in the all time.
Oh, and then he was also the director and wrote Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Great movie.
Which is another amazing, you know, Bill Murray movie.
He was in it, too.
Was he?
Yeah, Harold Ramis. He was in it.
I do not remember him being in it.
Let's get him and Harry Reams like
this. They kind of have the same hair.
Harry Reams? Really? Really? You're going to pick an 80 porn star, man. At least make it John Holmes.
Yeah.
Harry friggin' Reams?
Harry Reams was okay.
Oh, gross.
Peter North.
You don't think John Holmes was disgusting?
Come on, Ron Jeremy's still kicking.
Ron Jeremy was still thin back then, dear God.
Ish.
Ish.
Yeah. Hairy.
That's a very big ish. Yeah.
Very hairy.
He's only 7 inches now with his big gut.
Only 4 inches, actually.
Did you see the pictures of our
suspensory ligament is being pushed down by rolls of flab?
Did you see our good friend Jonathan Stanley was in a picture with him out in L.A.?
Was he really?
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's Jonathan has temporarily moved base out to L.A. to get in some more movies because Detroit sucks for getting into movies.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's doing good out there. He's pushing. It looks like he's pushing his movie out there pretty
good. Oh, he is. I'm actually working with a good friend, a guy he grew up with. I'm doing some plumbing work with him. And he said that the movie is finally into one of the film festivals and is going to get debuted finally, even though Dan already saw the screening. I was disappointed I couldn't go, man. I really wanted to go see that. We've been talking about it for damn near a year now.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet, especially someone that you know and you talk to, not regularly, but
yeah,
we were boys and since we were kids,
yeah,
really tight.
You've known him for like, did you grow up with him though?
I grew.
You didn't.
No,
grow
that's
up
not
with
my
him.
Gig, man.
No, that's you, Brad.
That's right.
Yeah, Brad grew up with Jonathan Stanley. Known him since grade school, actually.
Related to Ray Stanley.
Yeah,
and he's related to Ray. And they used to walk to Stucky together.
Dude, wow.
Best parties at Ray's house.
Mm-hmm. You're making up stories now.
Am I?
Yeah. If I grew up with them, I would tell you I grew up with them.
I know.
Name somebody else.
If you didn't grow up with them, I would tell you.
Let's play who didn't Brad grow up with.
Everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
It's everybody. If I mention one person's name, you grew up with them.
Let me see.
Phil Henriksen.
You know what? We brushed paths early on in our lives. We didn't realize it till after I looked at some baseball pictures.
We brushed paths. Is that
paths and I was running around the bases.
I was playing shortstop and I held him. He was trying to steal and I was like, "No, you're not.
No, you're not. Okay."
No. But no.
You're talking about Redford. You guys were the North.
I was North. Billy was Central.
Central, yeah, because I was in the South. Dan, you were in the South too, right?
Sure was.
Yeah. You guys didn't win a fucking game in any of those round robins.
It's because we were smoking dope out back, dude.
You guys sucked so bad. We're like, oh, we got to play the South. Okay, well, this is just like a warm up game for the Central.
Oh my God! You know, you got 12-year-old kids talking shit.
So, Brad, how you doing on the whole life challenge, my friend?
I'm doing good. We're almost done here.
Saturday.
Over with.
He's lost about 180 pounds.
I've lost 17 pounds.
Dude, you look like you lost more than that. I'm being totally serious here.
He looks like Tom Hanks.
No, I'm not saying you were big, dude, but you were bigger than you were, you know. And, you know, it's been a year, dude. You know what today is, guys?
Punchki Day.
No, today is... 1 year ago today, we started Just Roll With It over at Raw Radio X.
Is that right?
Was it really?
Yeah. 1 year ago today was the day. It was the week after the hall party, and it was the very first Tuesday in March, which is today.
Oh, wow.
1 year ago today, Just Roll With It made its debut on the Detroit radio airwaves.
Congrats.
So,
right on.
And what's up, man? The crew's back together, huh?
Good on you.
It wasn't like you were huge, dude. Now for me to lose 17 pounds, it wouldn't look like I lost that much, but for you to lose that, you were only 180 190 pounds to begin with, weren't you?
A
little north of there.
so and you're down to 180. You're lower than that.
I'm down to 169.
Yeah, so since I met you, or since I saw you at the hall party last year, you've lost almost 40 pounds.
Yeah. Yep, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. So, dude, that's a lot of fucking weight, bro.
And looking at the pictures from last year, he says he looks like a bloated dead body.
Yeah, I look like like somebody just – I washed up on shore.
It's like, gray, no more sausage bloated. Casing shirts for me.
That's right.
Well, he'll have some, yeah. Well, the sausage casing.
But no,
Brad, really? Are you a large? But, yeah, I'm a large. Really, though?
Really?
Sure you don't want an extra large? No, well, dude, I'm going to squeeze it.
You guys give me the double XL.
Watch.
Here, I'll give you a large and a crowbar, bro.
Whatever, dude.
It's like I'm still going to show up in a fucking large.
That's right.
Like well, it or not, bitch.
It was funny because at the TXC event a couple weeks ago, Dan was like, yeah, bring a – which I never gave you. It's still sitting in my bag. Dan's like, bring a Cave Radio shirt for Brad. And I'm like, all right. All I got left is a large. He's like, oh, that'll fit. And I'm like, really? You know? But I guess it will.
Yep.
Down to 160 pounds, man. That's
night shirt.
Yeah.
So then a child's medium then?
Oh. Oof.
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Good, dude. Stop. Thank
you. No, dude. And, you know, and I got to say that it's for Bill Griffin, too, both you guys have came so far in this last year that, I mean, it makes me look. It makes me look up to you guys, and I'm saying that in the most cool, the nicest way I can, because last year at this time I was also on a diet. I ended up losing 40 pounds, yeah. But I gained it all back.
And well, you know, it's honestly, like, it's a matter of, you know, and Bill would say the same thing. We owe Lynn and Ian.
Oh yeah,
at, you know, Uptown, full credit. They every time you say something, they're like, no, you did the work. You did the work. Yeah, we did the work, but
you busted our ass.
Yeah, they're the ones behind us saying, you can do this. Here. You did 35 pounds last week. Here, do this. You know, add 10 pounds, boom, 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 whatever. Next thing you know, you're killing it. You know, and I've lost 40 pounds, but I'm lifting more weight than I was when I started.
Right. So, and aren't you doing classes and shit there?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, yep. So I mean, you've ingrained yourself into that, and hats off to you and Bill both, man, because you guys set a goal, you reached it, and you're kicking ass, man, and I respect the shit out of that.
It's just a habit, just like any other habit. It's like smoking, like drinking, like whatever. It's a habit, and you get into the same habit, and
well, like Dr. Patino says, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lifestyle change, and that's what you got to do. You got to look at it like that. And that's the way Lisa and I are looking at it now. We're starting to change our diet. We're changing our diet to where we can, you know, we can afford what we're eating and still enjoy what we're eating, and it's all healthy shit. And then the working out and all the other shit comes after that and all that stuff. But once you get that diet down, once you get the workout done, like you said, it's just a lifestyle change.
Eating right is seriously so important. I never realized it because I've been, like you said, I've been working out for like a year now, and I'd lost a little bit of weight, but it just didn't like click. It didn't go. And then all of a sudden I did this Whole Life Challenge, and I thought I was going to spend so much money. I'm like, oh God, this is going to cost me a fortune
no.
to eat clean. It's so much cheaper. It is yep. so much cheaper.
Well, because you're not going to fucking Taco Bell or exactly. somewhere three times a week and spending $5-6 at a pop. You know, you can go and spend that $15 on fruit and vegetables and fucking other shit that's good for you. And
I loaded up on chicken. I could eat steak. I could eat any vegetables, fruit, you know, all that stuff. It was basically anything that's processed. Goodbye.
And ladies, he's going to unveil this body Saturday night at school Saturday, Redford Hall Saturday. Party.
Old school Redford Hall party.
Saturday.
All right, guys, I got a real – before we take a break and go send out a search party for Mike Smith.
He's still not there? I thought you said, hey.
No.
I think he's like frozen in like a bank somewhere. They're going to find him in 2514. They're going to find him.
2514. It's like the corpse is on the side of Mount Everest.
He reconnected with his bell pepper in Rich's lawn.
Oh, God.
Oh, the ring pepper.
The ring pepper.
Dude, we got to get into some stories. We got some good stories.
Oh, we got all night, bro.
This baby.
Well, I don't have all night. I'm playing hockey tonight.
Well, all right. We got till what? 11?
I don't.
11-ish?
Yeah, we'll just tell Brad stories
as we think they happen.
I don't remember half of them anyway, so oh. just go ahead and make them up because I do.
I think we've all heard them a couple times.
So oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, no. Do I repeat myself a lot?
No, not really.
It's not as much as I do.
Remember that time when I got caught masturbating? I like fell asleep masturbating. My dick was – wait, no, that was you.
No, that was Brad. Five times I heard that one at least.
Come on. Did I tell – I never told that story on the air though.
On air at least three times.
Yeah, right, where my mom walked in?
Yeah,
like, yeah, where your mom walked in and saw you full spread eagle with your cock in your hand. Yeah.
So such a shameful night.
The National Geographic run up.
It was the rhinoceros penis that threw it off, though.
Yeah, Brad, who would you rather have walk in? Your mom or your sister?
I guess my mom.
Really?
Only because she'd expect it. My sister walking in on me doing that is kind of like, I don't know.
Really? I don't know, might it turn into something.
Come on, dude.
All right, guys, before we go to break,
at least your age, you know what I mean?
It's not like I love my mom.
Lisa and I were talking about this the other day because we have a lack of really, really hot celebrities here in Detroit. There's a few, but not a lot. So what's your biggest local celebrity crush? I know this is kind of out of right field or whatever.
I take both Fox Sports girls.
Sure.
Yeah.
You want the Amazonian one too?
No, just the two that you see all the time.
What's her name? The one that's like 8 feet tall.
China?
No.
China's not here.
You know what I'm talking about. What's her name? She always does the hockey. And then she's taller than them in skates. Like she's taller than Nick Lidstrom while he's in his skates. And she's like... towering over him. I can't remember her name. I just call her the Amazon.
All right, Dan, what is your local celebrity crush?
I don't know. Carmen Harlan.
Ooh.
Oof, nice. She was my runner-up. Yeah. All right, I got... Dude, the Fox Sports girls, it's just first names.
Damn it.
We got Stephanie...
Anyways.
No.
And Angela are the only two I see.
Yes. Blonde or brunette?
Brunette is Angela. Blonde is Stephanie.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Brad, famous local celebrity crush.
You know what? I'm going back to like an old school redo here, but I'm going to say Cam Carvin.
What is going on with you guys?
Yeah.
You know, Dina. Dina could be put
I'm
in
just
there too.
Like 15 years ago.
Yeah, well, Carmen's ageless though.
Yeah, when she first came on, Cam Carmen was gorgeous. Rich, what's yours?
I'd probably say Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell. Oh, I didn't even think about her. Yeah, the movie star.
Yep.
Mine, guys. It was Dan. I heard you say it. Dina Santafante.
Right.
That girl. Oh my God.
Early 2000s, late 1990s. What's Lucy maybe, something?
Yeah. What about Rhonda Walker?
We can go on. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a few. There's a few here, but there's not many, and they're mostly news girls. That's what's kind of you get your Kristen Bell, but that's about it. There's not many more movie stars.
The morning news girls are the best because you wake up with Wood anyway, right? I'd take care of
Wasn't
it before you go to work.
News, weather chick with big hooters.
There's a few of them.
The morning?
No, the one that used
to. Oh, Shay something.
Yeah.
Shay Ryan.
Oh, Shay Ryan, yes. Wow. Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Who was the one that married Barry Sanders?
What?
I'm not sure. Oh, I know. You know what? I know that.
Yeah, she moved to like New York or something.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
The guy who became a city council member. What's his name? The gay guy.
Oh,
Charles Pugh.
Yeah, no, he didn't marry Barry Sanders, though.
No, he's going to jail for sex offenders. For raping little boys.
That's right.
Oof. Hey, is Mike there yet?
There's someone walking around, but it might be Joey up there. But all right, we're going to take a real quick break. Be back in about 7-8 minutes. I got a band that's going to be we're going to have Messy J and Codini here next Tuesday. Messy J, Codini, and Colorblind are going to be in here. They're going to be, excuse me, talking about their DMA award nominations. And also this band is going to be in here. Well, not the band. The singer of this band is going to be in the Cave Radio Studios. Actually, I'm sorry. She's going to be on the line. But we can dream that she's in front of us. The lead singer of Kaleido, Christina Chris. If you guys haven't seen her, Google it. You're listening to CaveRadioBroadcasting.com. This is Just Roll with a Big Easy in the Cave with Rich Schmidt. Mike Smith is, we're going to go send out a search party for him. Bill Hendrickson, Brad Nestor are out at the Sweet Revenge Cave with Dan Mayer. And we're bringing you Just Roll with It on a Tuesday night, just like always. Episode 40, 1 year anniversary, guys, of Just Roll With It on the Detroit radio airwaves. Be
this
back.
Joke is almost as old as Dan's balls.
Be back in a minute. Just Roll With It.
This is Rich Bloom from Redford Radio coming at you from the garage. Hear the crickets? You're listening to Just Roll With It on CaveRadioBroadcasting.com.
Are you ready? Bow to the masters.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Just Roll With It on CaveRadioBroadcasting.com. I'm Big Easy. Damn Air's out at the Sweet Revenge compound. What's going on, boys? How you doing out there?
Chilling.
Dude, it's such a party out here. I mean, I wish we had a camera in the room. I mean, it's unbelievable out here. You know, they got equipment set up, and they were just jamming like during the break here.
Uh-huh.
We should have had them play us back from commercial.
Oh, that would have been great. Brad, it would have been a nice little Brad and Bill session.
Yeah, like the White Stripes, only better.
We actually saw a band that was a two-man band. At least we thought they were a two-man band. We were out at the Detroit pub about a month and a half ago for David Winans, and there was a group called Faster Taxi, and everyone kept saying they were a two-man band. We get out there, there's three people.
Yeah, like, but two of them were dudes, so they were a two-man band.
Yeah, they were a two-man band, yeah. The lead singer, Brad and Bill, was a girl, and they put her right in front. She was the drummer, and she was the lead singer, right out in front of the stage. She fucking killed it, man. And then David Winans' drummer was stuck in a snowstorm in Kalamazoo and couldn't make it, so she jumped in and drummed for them, never hearing any of their songs, and hung with it. These guys were, at the end of every song, were turning around and giving her an ovation.
She was playing songs that were older than her.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Eric, man, I'm trying to do that to get these guys to let me be in the front of the stage, but they won't let me. They're fighting me on it.
I would argue to say you're the best looking one of the bunch, so I think you should be right up front.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
I mean, the only guy that's not in agreement.
Did you see my picture today?
Did I see your picture?
Yeah.
Smitty, and he's not here tonight, so we can take a vote.
Outvoted.
What's his name? Kelly from Night Ranger.
Keegi.
Kelly Keegi. You know who he looks like? I looked him up. Some old footage. You know who looks like him?
Hal Ramis?
No. No. I could see if they did a Night Ranger movie, it would be Will Ferrell playing Kelly.
He's already Chad Smith.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he does.
He is Chad Smith.
Did you see them going back and forth on Twitter?
No. Yeah, that's going to be a blast.
Will Ferrell and Chad Smith went back and forth on Twitter because Will Ferrell was somewhere, and he's like, well, you know, that was me last night on the Super Bowl drumming for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And Chad Smith came back as, you only think you're as cool as me if you think you can play drums like I can. You know, let's get on a stage and battle or some shit like that. So they're going to get together because, you know, Will Ferrell plays drums.
Or Carl Bell.
And what was it? Didn't he do the drums in Step Brothers too?
No, the other guy did.
The other guy did the drums.
He just rubbed his balls.
That's right. That's right.
Put my balls on your drum set.
That's right.
Drumsticks, yeah.
All right, guys. Last week we were going to do top five 80s albums that you could listen to. And this is albums that you yourself could listen to front to back. So we're gonna do that one. Smitty's not coming. He's lost in translation somewhere. So we're going to start off, Dan, this was your baby, and I know it's going to be Kool Moe Dee, fucking Stetsasonic, you know, Ice-T, groups like that. So we're going to start off with you. I'm just messing with you. I know you're a little more eclectic than that, but not much.
I can't look Brad in the eye.
Are you getting the stink eye from Brad and Bill right now?
I am, because Brad's not only a beer snob, he's a music snob, and I'm not going to make the cut with any of these, maybe but one.
All right, so we're going to start with you. We're going to go number five, Brad, your, or Dan, your one of your top five 80s albums you can listen to front to back.
All right, I was a young kid, and there's a lot behind this because my dad bought this for me.
Now I can't laugh at you.
Yeah,
now
I know. I just
why are you doing that?
I took everything away from you. I took all your power that you had over me. I took it away from you by saying my dead father bought this record for me, and I listened to it all the time.
I love Air Supply too.
That was my mom, by the way.
Oh.
An innocent man, Billy Joel.
Nice, Billy Joel.
That is a good album.
It's a good album too.
Good album.
All right,
I'll give you that.
He's winking at me for some reason.
He's snuggling with you right now.
Hug the shit out of you, dude! Right now, get over here.
Wrap those meat hooks around me.
All right, Brad, your number five album you could listen to front to back.
Well, I got my list in the car, but I'm trying to remember. I had like a 5.5-ish.
You had a 5A and a 5B.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have to say Violent Femmes is my – it's there.
You posted that today on Facebook too.
I did post one of their songs, yes.
Yep. Bill, one?
We got number five as Deep Purple, Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, Deep Purple. Nice.
Yeah. We're all over the map over here.
We are too, Rich.
Let's see.
Led Zeppelin 1-4.
Not for the 80s.
You didn't listen to 80s music, though. You just listened to Led Zeppelin in the
80s. Yeah, 70s in the 80s.
Did Weird Al have any big albums in the
80s? He did.
Eat It, I think, was one of them, yeah. Or those were just songs. I don't know. I think listening front to back, shit.
Hey, did we surprise you on this, Rich?
Yeah, a little bit.
A week to think about it. He just didn't rehearse it.
Right. Probably Docking Back for the Attack. It's the only one I really...
That's a
good one.
That's a great one. Mine, number five, Van Halen, 1984.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I steal one of yours?
We're going to steal some people's.
Yeah, Van Halen, 1984. I mean, just from the minute you put it on to the minute you went off, you were jamming, man. It was the cultivation of rock and roll, you know, when it started, Van Halen and all those bands started coming out of nowhere in the early 80s, and that's when I started liking rock and roll, at least.
Van Halen came out of nowhere in 78.
Yeah, exactly.
74, actually.
That early?
Eddie was 13 when they came out, remember that?
How old was he when he came out?
And it's out of the closet?
Yeah.
No, and that was awesome, 1984, because, you know, he played a lot of
keyboards.
Yeah.
That was the first album that they played keyboard on. Yep.
It's an awesome album.
All right, Dan, number four.
Number four, I have Run DMC, King of Rock.
Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, that was my number one, but you suck. Actually, no, it wasn't. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, it wasn't.
Number four, Brad.
Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil.
Shout. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's the album.
Now, is it that it's got girls on it? Boys' Room, doesn't it?
Helter Skelter's on there. Shout at the Devil.
Yep.
Too Young to Fall in Love. What was the other big hit on there?
I'm going to have to look this shit up now.
That's a great album.
That is a good album, though.
Beginning, you know, that intro into it. Yep. In the beginning, good, always overpowered the evils of all man's sins.
Nice.
But in time, the nations grew weak, and our cities fell to slums while evil stood strong.
Sorry. Damn.
Sounds Scottish, didn't he, a little bit?
He did, a little bit.
He's had some Scottish in him.
Has he?
We've been trying to get
And I've had some Polish in me, too.
All right, so
stop it, Brad.
A little Greek in you.
If you want some,
stop.
Bill, it's your turn.
All right, we're gonna go with Duran Duran, Rio.
Perfect.
Wow.
Now that's
thing. What? I like that. No, that's great. Yeah. I didn't put them on mine, but I looked at it and I'm like, yeah.
It's good. You guys are not gonna get any the rest of my list. I'll tell you that. Well,
you know what's funny is Dan and I had a conversation about this because that Duran Duran was one of my favorite. You know, there's all those songs. They had a dozen songs throughout the 80s that were good, and most of them were on that album right there.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to go see them. We were in I think, seventh grade or something.
Yeah.
At Hilbert, and my brother took me. It was like the same year I saw them. Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates is my first
and
concert.
And Deep Purple, all in the same year. It was pretty
wow,
sweet.
Wow, that's a hell of a – that's three great concerts.
As a kid, man.
Grant is
a
good
yeah.
band. They can play.
We didn't go to concerts back then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right, my number – Rich, it's your turn.
Girls, 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 Motley Crue.
That's the one that had Smoking in the Boys Room and all them in it.
Oh, that's Theater of Pain.
Theater of Pain.
Man, do I know any of these songs?
No, no. You're a fucking rap guy.
I did. Hey, dude, I'm a rap guy, but I'm throwing out some other shit here. I try to expand my horizons.
Do you Google it?
No, I didn't Google it. This is shit I literally listen to, dude. Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA.
Not bad. It's a good one.
Yeah. No, front to cover, that, you know, that is probably one of the biggest albums of the 80s.
Oh, for sure.
I think.
Yep. Dan, back to you.
All right, we're going to go with Synchronicity.
Good one.
Police, baby. Oh, shit.
Did I get you, Billy?
No, but that's a good one.
Oh. Yeah, that's a great one.
That's and that totally threw me off a little bit, Dan.
See, oh, dude, I'm with you. But my number three, Zenyatta Mandata.
See?
What the fuck is that?
That's Police, the Police as well.
Oh, okay.
It's their album. 79-ish.
Was it? Yeah. No, that, I think
Synchronicity was the last record. That was
that
the
was
84. That was, yeah, 83, 84.
Right.
Which one? That
I
one
thought,
was 81-ish.
I thought Zenyatta was 81.
One or two.
I think so.
Because Ghost in the Machine was before that.
That was the 70s, wasn't it? Yeah.
Sweet.
Love the Police.
Yeah, that's you.
Let's move on.
Billy.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, we both went with the Police.
All right, we're going with Midnight Madness by Night Ranger.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Look at this guy. Love Who are you all of a sudden?
Yeah. 80s rock and roll guy.
Yeah, he is. And that album is badass. I don't know. If you haven't listened to a whole Night Ranger album, you haven't really lived.
Here we go, guys. It's Regatta de Blanc was 1979. Zenyatta Mandata was 1980. Damn. Ghost of the Machine, 1981. Synchronicity, 1983.
Google that shit.
Yes, fuck yeah. Google.
Yeah, you have to on that one.
You got to on that. You think if I had a fucking memory like that, oh my God.
Look out, world.
Rich, number three.
Number three, probably Tattoo You by the Stones.
Stone.
That's one that had Start Me Up, Hang Fire, Waiting on a Friend.
Waiting on a Friend is one of my favorite songs. Number three.
Splatter chart that thing.
Michael Jackson, Thriller.
What?
Wow, Michael Jackson, Thriller, yeah.
Good one?
Seriously.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, Thriller. I mean, that guy is just best album. You know, it was Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean, Dirty Diana.
That wasn't on that album.
No, that was on Bad.
Was it? Dirty Diana?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. Yeah. You're good, Brad.
Yes, look at him. He's like the music police. I know.
The Nazis.
Oh, he said right when you said
Billie
that,
Jean,
he looked up.
And what's the other one?
Pretty Young Thing was on there.
PYT.
PYT. All right. Dan.
Beat It, Thriller. What were we at? Number two?
Number two.
nobody can fault me for this, but Hysteria.
We are on the same
seriously,
point.
It's like close. Top to bottom, back and forth. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
There's not a bad song on that record.
Was that pre-arm or post-arm?
Post-arm. That was the first post. Yeah.
See, mine is going to be
thanks you.
Pre-arm, which is Def Leppard as well, but it's Pyromania.
Pyromania.
Right. See, that's, I think...
That album
you're right.
Started...
It
started the 80s.
That's yeah.
Started 80s hair bands.
Yeah. I'm not going to fault you, Dan, but Pyromania is so much better than Hysteria.
I agree. I agree.
Okay. Dude, I mean you're cool, Moldy, though. That's cool. I get it. I wouldn't expect you to.
I don't have to.
I'm in a rock house here. I'm like overmatched over here.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, seriously, though, I think I was 15 when that came out, and it was like every fucking
Hysteria.
Song.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
well, I mean, Pyromania, you know, I think, what, 82? I want to say 82. But
no,
he's doing the drummer.
Yeah, well, he just had
he's doing Rick's
his hair, his hi hat was all
with his feet.
He had a snare with his foot.
Yeah.
What I hear,
hey, he plays better now with one arm.
He does, Rich. All right, Bill, did you go number two?
No, I'm at.
Did he go number two? That's
Van Halen 1984 was my number two.
Yeah. Okay, Rich, number two.
My number two would probably be a
lot of corn.
A lot of corn. It's not as much fiber. Almost like bunny pellets. Probably Metallica, Ride the Lightning.
End of the 80s.
Wow.
Very nice. You know what? And they were so much better then, too. I mean, the shit they've done the last 10 years, I haven't even, can't even. It's the same shit regurgitated, it seems like. You
Is
know
that
what
Dave
I mean?
Stain and Ride the Lightning?
No.
Take
Kirk Hammett was in Ride
He was already gone. Right?
Kill 'Em All is the only album
with Kurt.
I guess he would have been. I don't know if he recorded an album with him though. Did he?
Yeah, he was all the early stuff.
Just
I don't think Kurt Hammett came around until like. God,
I think Dave Mustaine was only on
almost like the Black
that
album
was the first out. No, it was before that.
It was before then.
Yeah,
yeah. Kirk was on Ride the Lightning.
Yeah,
copy that. Good.
My number two, Prince, Purple Rain.
Movie soundtrack. Nice.
I might have to take a notch out of your man card tonight, E.
Really?
What, Michael Jackson and then Prince?
Dude, two of the best performers in the 80s, dude.
I can't understand.
Can't argue that.
It's good soulful stuff.
I think Brad just wants a little more rock
but
from
was
you.
He influential?
And that's fine.
Oh, yeah. We're Smitty with the whether or not Prince was influential.
Had the argument. Kill 'Em All and Ride the Lightning were in 83, 84. Hammett had just joined the band.
Mm-hmm.
Came 1983 Rochester, New York debut album Metal Up Your Ass. Band members decided to kick Mustaine out of the band because of drug and alcohol abuse. So they Kurt Hammett joined right after that. So that solves your argument there, guys.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Dan, your number one.
Are we there yet?
We are there.
Top five 80s albums that you yourself could listen to from front to back.
You guys ready for this?
Yes, I am.
Sure. Eric, it's not the one you think.
Really?
Paul's Boutique.
Oh, yeah, it was, and I thought License to Ill.
Nope. Paul's Boutique was way better.
Lisa just bid $10 on the glass to not paint it. no one's bid on it yet, so she said at this point I'll bid $10 and not have to paint.
I bid $12 to paint it.
Oh, there we go.
I'll bid $13 to paint a picture of my penis on it.
It's going to be a small glass.
Shot glass.
Just the tip.
just the tip, please.
Oh my God.
All right.
Get it online. Come on.
Dude, man. And I am. I busted it all over.
Oh, we got some listeners. I mean, I see them right now.
Sweet Revenge wine glass, forget it.
Sweet Revenge wine glass with an autism ribbon. All the money, guys, goes to Autism Speaks.
No, but I'm at $12.50.
All right. Bill's at $12.50.
I'll go $12.55.
Why do we have to be bidding?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I know, right?
We have some listeners.
We're just starting the bids.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go $15.
Oh, bastard. 15. Bumping up the bids on us, prick.
Yeah, see, that's unreachable now.
No shit. It's way out of my freaking price range.
Okay, Brad Nestor, your number one 80s album that you could listen to front to back.
U2, The Joshua Tree.
Oh, you prick, you took mine.
Really? That's cool that you guys had the same one, though.
I mean,
Angie.
You know what? It's that and The Unforgettable Fire. I will call those two. Like one album,
1A, 1B.
I'll listen to both of them in sequential order. I just sit there and listen to that.
I'm surprised. I thought Brad was going to go way out on this one.
What were you thinking, Bill?
I also have like my 5.5 plus the Pixies, Doolittle.
Brad's emo bands.
Yeah.
Oh no, the emo bands.
Yeah. I'm going to have Der Kommissar, their one 1982 album.
Is Midnight Oil the fucking
80s? Dexy's Midnight Runners?
The album doesn't.
Upstairs at Eric's by Yaz.
That's a good. Yeah, they got a couple.
Are you upstairs or downstairs right now?
We're downstairs at Eric's.
Eric's.
Yeah. Same thing. Only different.
Yeah, all right, Bill, your number one 80s album you could listen to from front to back.
Yes. Journey, Escape.
Yeah, ooh, hey, we have a caller.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, we have here we go. Hold on. Welcome to Just Roll With It. Who's this?
Hey, is this Jay?
No, this is Eric. Who's this?
Oh, hey, Eric. How are you, man? My name's Scott. I was told to call in right about this time. I play with the Slamming Zeros.
Oh, that's tomorrow night, guy.
Oh, outstanding. That's not what my singer told me. I gotcha.
Yeah, tomorrow night. This is a different show, but thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, right on. All right.
Hey, listen, I'll talk to you tomorrow about the same time.
Right on. I'll talk to you then.
All right. All right, bye. No, that just happened, guys. Just rolled it. Live radio. Oh, shit. I got rid of them in the meantime. You there? I do this all the time. Welcome to Just Roll With It, guys. I got rid of the them to get rid of or to answer the call. I do it all the time. We haven't had a call and Just Roll With It in months, so I'm not used to that. But you're listening to Just Roll With It on CaveRadioBroadcasting.com. Damn Mayor Brad Nestor, Bill Hendrickson, out at the Sweet Revenge compound. Myself, Rich Schmidt here, waiting on Mike. Yeah.
As grim and brutal as that is.
Exactly. Man, right in the middle of the fucking... And it was a wrong phone call, too. How do you like that? Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Sorry about that, man. We haven't had a phone call on this show in so long, I got excited.
Called on the wrong night.
Yeah, exactly. And he calls on the wrong night. How about you like that? All right, where were we? Bill, you said...
Journey Escape.
So, Rich.
Joshua Tree, you twos.
Joshua Tree, that was you? That was yours also? Yep. All right, my number one, Raising Hell, Run DMC.
It's a good one.
Dude, they had My Adidas, Perfection, Peter Piper, It's Tricky, you know, Hit It Run, You Be Illin'. Raising Hell, yeah. And then what was the I'm Proud to Be Black? God damn, I'm tired, my man. We couldn't sing that because we weren't black, but Scotty and Tommy Walker could. That was about it.
Son of Bife.
Son of Bifred, brother of Al. Run DMC, man. They were definitely influential in my life. That's for damn sure. That was a great top 10, guys, or top 5. There was a lot of different bands in there. The ones I wasn't expecting to hear for sure.
That's right.
All right, we're at $20 for the glass. And it comes out of Dan's pocket.
Mine?
Yeah, your wife. she bid $20 on it. So we're at $20, guys. Get on over. This all goes to Autism Speaks, guys.
All tax deductible.
Oh, yeah. It's all tax deductible. It's a badass. It's one of a kind. Sweet Revenge with that red and black symbol that you saw on all the website, on all the Facebook pages today. That's going to be on there. It's a $20 value, guys, and we're at $20 now. Come on. All this money is going to Autism Speaks. It all goes to a good cause.
Alfred from the Sweet Revenge Cave just came in and said he's at 30.
Who did?
Alfred from the Sweet Revenge Cave.
Okay. We're at $30. Alfred. I'm going to put that in there.
Yeah, he's the butler.
Yeah.
Alfred.
He brings us beverages.
All right, I wrote Alfred the Butler, $30. It's in there.
Yeah, try collecting from that guy.
He's good for it.
So, all right, guys, we're going to take a real quick break. We're going to come back. We got a couple more topics, and then we have – what time you got to get out, Brad?
Yeah, he's got to go in a minute.
No, so, I'm staying.
You going to stay?
Yeah, I'm going to stay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, brother. All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and then we're just going to roll out the rest because I only got enough music and enough commercials in there for one more break, so that means we're taking this the rest of the way. Guys.
Hey, you know, breaks are overrated.
Yeah, if Brad's staying, we're going to get balls out, balls to the wall.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Speaking of that.
What?
Ice bitter, I will dip my balls into that wine glass.
Before wow.
Ladies.
Well, then that's it. I'm bidding 100.
Wow.
Euros.
You're, oh, okay.
Well, no, that's actually more than a dollar.
Where are you going to get a euro?
Go
like
to the bank.
Greeny girl that I used to know.
Something used to know. So just for those of us that are texting, how do we just go to caveradiobroadcasting.com?
What,
on,
to do this?
Yeah, to
bid?
Listen, to listen in.
Oh, to on, listen? Yeah, you go to www.caveradiobroadcasting.com, or you can go to the TuneIn app on your cell phone, your smartphone, download the TuneIn app, and search for Cave Radio, all one word. And you can get it, or you guys can call in 313-879-5059. You can be part of this legendary show here on caveradiobroadcasting.com. We got myself and Rich Schmidt here in the Cave Radio Broadcasting Studios. Dan Mayer, Brad Nestor, Bill Henriksen are out at the Sweet Revenge compound. We are auctioning off a glass, a Sweet Revenge wine glass, guys. A one-of-a-kind, hand-painted by Laughtastic Custom Design owner Lisa Brooks. Dan, you got indeed. Her stuff that she's got coming out now, man. We found a few different ways to do things, kind of like Dan was doing with the whole. You guys were doing with the SSOF kind of thing, where you guys are just throwing out whatever. Well, instead of throwing out those little maymays or whatever the fuck they call them nowadays, what are they called now?
Memes.
Yeah, whatever. Where did that come from?
It's called memes, but now they changed them to memes.
It's 2014 now.
Yeah, 2013 they were memes.
Well, okay. So we're just throwing out a bunch. She'll paint glasses and throw them out on the Laughtastic site. And, you know, it seems to be working, guys. So you guys get over there. Laughtastic Custom Designs, laughtastic.com.
Memes are like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Or Jose Canseco.
Yeah, Canseco.
All right, guys, we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Big Easy. Dan Mayer just rolled it. We're missing Bill Griffin. We're missing him big time, man. I hope he's listening over at the Griffin Neighborhood Auto Clinic.
Listeners that I think are listening, I'm not going to mention names that need to bid on this. So
313-879-5059. Go to the Just Roll With It Facebook page and start bidding. Alfred the Butler just bid $30. What do you want to bid? This is all going to Autism Speaks, guys, so get over there and bid. Just roll with it on caveradiobroadcasting.com. Be back.
Peace.